英語に訳せそうで訳せない日本語というテーマで ETC 英会話の直美先生のレッスンを受けています。今日の日本語は遠慮する。せっかくのお誘いですが遠慮します。これを英訳してみました。直美先生の解説です。
It's a nice way of saying no in Japanese. So you have to use this 遠慮. You have to know this word to say no, to turn down a request. So it's a very good word, right? But in English, I don't know. I couldn't think of any word that I could say 遠慮する. Because 遠慮, you can use it for a lot of things in Japan, right? Like,why don't you eat this? 遠慮しときます, right? So there's a lot of meanings for that. So I was thinking, like you can say, oh, thank you for your kind invitation. That was really good. That was really nice. Then I thought, you said, I would rather not join. Okay. Rather is also kind of a soft way of saying it. It's not like, I don't want to go. it's better than that. But I would say, I'm afraid.I will have to refuse it. Number one, I think. Then I thought of another one, and I thought, I'm afraid I cannot accept it. It means, I want to do it, but I can't. You know, I want to do it, but I'm sorry, like that. Then the easiest one is, I'm afraid I will not be able to make it.This is the most conversational one, I think. So you want to go to this, I don't know if it's a party or anything, but you would like to go, but you know you can't make it because you have something else to do or you have a good reason. So I thought of this. I'm afraid I have to refuse it. I'm afraid I will have to refuse it. I'm afraid I cannot accept it. Or I'm afraid I will not be able to make it.
Refuse っていうとすごく強い印象を持っていたんですか?
Yes. So, when you say, I'm afraid, it makes it really soft. できない、申し訳ありません。できないと思います。Like that would be, I'm afraid. So it's not like 怖い afraid. I'm afraid I can't do that. Then it's like,I can't do that would be kind of strong. But if you say, I'm afraid I can't do that. やれないと思う or やれないみたい like that. So it makes it really, without the I'm afraid, refuse would be really strong.
I'm afraid は覚えておいていつでも使える
Yes. I'm afraid that's wrong. Or you can say anything. You can put it with anything.I'm afraid I can't go with you tomorrow.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC 英会話のホームページで確認することができます。ぜひこちらもチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。